From Wisconsin Dells to Dousman, WTTN 1580 AM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil's Advocate and Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to the website for Devil Radio, this major show, Devil Advocate, and download our app. Go to the Apple Google Store, download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. And also, we have a link on the website. Many of you have asked for it, how to support Devil Radio. And thank you for asking. Click on it, and you can see there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts around the state. And the only one that is a tough response is this station, the only one. There are a lot of others that are very good, and they talk in very, very reasoned terms. We are quite reasoned as well, but I think you will say that we stand up to the big lie, to Trump and the rest of them better than anybody. So click on the link, how to support Devil Radio. Okay, the biggest issue right now, and there are several of them, we're going to get to all of them in this show. The biggest one is the debt limit. And to review the bidding on that, as you know, debt limit was exceeded back in August through various accounting maneuvers. Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, kept things afloat. We run out of cash October 18. And if nothing is done by October 18, the Army, Navy, Air Force don't get paid. Social Security checks don't get out. The FBI doesn't get paid. Federal employees don't get paid. Our bond rating gets downgraded by Moody's like it has several times in the past, because the Republicans have done this several times to try to make some weaselly, sniveling, sad points. And when that happens, we have to pay more money to borrow because we're not AAA. And it costs us hundreds of billions of dollars a year in interest. Totally unnecessary, totally wasted federal tax dollars that could go to the Affordable Care Act. It could go to the military. It could go to infrastructure. A couple of hundred billion dollars because the Republicans downgrade our bond rating. Moscow Mitch and Schumer have been huddled. Moscow Mitch, the minority leader, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, huddled, and they have come up with an agreement, and there was a vote last night. I want to tell you what that was, and I want to tell you the backstory and where we're going from here. McConnell agreed to extend the debt limit by $480 billion. Why is that important? Well, coincidentally, $480 billion is what we're budgeted to spend between now and December 3rd. So therefore, this prevents default till December 3rd. That's not even 2 months. It's not even 2 months. Then we'll go through this song and dance again about destroying our bond rating all over again. There was a vote yesterday. There had to be two votes. There had to be two votes. You can't do anything in the Senate initially without unanimous consent. That's 100 senators. How many times do you think those 100 senators would agree on anything? Even procedural. You don't think you're always going to have a sociopath in the Senate, a crook, a thief? How about many of them? I'm not talking about the whole Republican caucus. I'm talking about some of the Republican caucus. So what happened was Cruz wouldn't give unanimous consent. Hawley wouldn't give unanimous consent. And Rand Paul wouldn't give unanimous consent. It only required one of them. So then they said they want a filibuster vote. It took 60 votes to even talk about the debt limits. 60 votes. Why this hasn't been cleaned up when, you know, we in the majority can get rid of the filibuster. We can get rid of it. You can get rid of the filibuster by majority vote. But if you don't do that, it takes 60 votes, i.e. 10 Republican votes to do anything. And Manchin and Sinema won't get rid of the filibuster. It's as simple as that. In some respects, it's like they have two Republican votes there. We have 48 Democrats. That's it. That's it. Let's get real. Let's get real. So what happened was Moscow Mitch went slithering around his caucus, talking to the other rattlesnakes, and he got 11 of them to bust the filibuster. 11 of them to stand up to Cruz, Paul, Hawley, and all the rest of the true snakes of the Republican caucus. So the final vote on the first round was 61-39 to say we can even discuss the debt limit. I don't know why I laugh when I say this. This is the greatest country in the world. We're facing default. We're facing the downgrade of our bond rating. So we're going to have to pay hundreds of billions of dollars of new interest that's totally wasted. It's unnecessary. Unnecessary because of what? Rand Paul? Cruz? Hawley? And these guys can't figure it out. Well, Moscow Mitch did overcome that part of it. So then there was a vote. You can vote on the debt limit itself. And that passed 50-48. All the Democrats voted for it. And it sounds like 48 Republicans voted against it. So you can go home and say, I voted against raising the debt limit. Two of them either abstained or weren't there, apparently. So the debt limit has now been extended. The House has to pass it. They will. Biden has to sign it. He will. That'll all happen right away. And then Republicans in the House will oppose it. I mean, this party is a treason party. They call it a sedition party. Most people don't know what sedition is. They forget about the Sedition Act of the 1790s. And so I'm not going to call it the sedition party. It is the treason party. It's the Russian party, the Putin party. It's the party that would destroy America, the Republican party. That's what it is. So 480 billion extension till December 3rd. We're going to go through all this all over again. All this all over again. And if we're successful in passing the infrastructure bills, that's going to put some more debt on. And what the Republicans are figuring is, well, if we default, our bond rating goes down. We pay a couple of $100 billion extra. The Army, Navy, and the Air Force, and the FBI, and the CIA, and Social Security recipients, and you know, secretaries in the federal government don't get paid. They'll be angry at Biden, not us. That's what they're calculating. They don't care. Do you understand something? They don't care about the United States. They don't care about America. They don't care about our government. They are not representing any part of the United States. They're not representing any part of the United States. Now, what do we do with all this? Well, the attention is going to be directed now in the next several weeks to passing the infrastructure bill. The hard infrastructure bill is being held hostage by the Progressive Caucus. There are about 90 people in the Progressive Caucus in the House. There shouldn't be a Progressive Caucus. That's simply another political caucus. There shouldn't be any caucuses in the House or the Senate other than the Democratic Caucus and the Republican Caucus. We're balkanized. It's nothing more than identity politics. And the Progressive Caucus has its own whip. Ilhan Omar is one of the whips. Ilhan Omar, who has voted against America's interests consistently in foreign policy, she's one of the whips. One of the whips to differ from Democratic policy. It's a separate political party. You got to understand that. Okay, you got to work with separate political parties in Europe. Of the 90, about 30 of them are hardcore. But the other 60 like to call themselves progressive to kind of soothe people on the left in their districts, and they don't really do anything about it. But 30 of them are hardcore, headed by Pramila Jayapal of Seattle. And they want $3.5 trillion. Manchin will do $1.5 trillion. Sinema won't do anything, she says. All of these people are bluffing. This is the World Series of Poker, and they're all bad poker players. And we're going to get to that issue later in this broadcast. But that's what we're going to be talking about for the next 30 days. So what are we doing about the debt? Then you have Thanksgiving. Listen, there is a Thanksgiving recess. A lot of these people like to go home. They like to campaign. And nobody's going to be around. And you know how quick December 3rd comes right after the Thanksgiving weekend? Very quick. And then we're going to be facing this again. And then maybe we beat the hell out of Moscow Mitch and he says, okay, I'll go to February 3rd. How, you know, what company would run itself? What household would run itself? well, we'll do our best for 2 months and see what happens. Well, this is wrong, very wrong. What's happening is the Republican Party, they should sit down and say, look, on spending, we're going to have differences of opinion. We're going to vote against a lot of what you want. Okay, that's fine. That's why you have a Congress. That's why you have a Congress. But we are going to pay our debts. This debt limit is for past expenditures that the Republicans voted for. Trump added almost $8 trillion to our deficit. Trump did, with Republican support. Democrats went along with a lot of it. It was COVID relief early on. Checks. Are we going to pay our bills? There shouldn't have to be two votes. They voted to spend the money. Now they should vote to honor the money. That used to be the law until the Republicans changed it. So they can spend the money, then throw our bond rating into chaos, not pay people, and claim that they're fiscal conservatives. This is a party, a treason party, that is badly injuring the United States. Badly injuring the United States. So we'll see what happens. At least we've kicked the can down 2 months to December 3rd. Less than 2 months. And a lot of that's going to be people on going home, campaigning, Thanksgiving, all sorts of stuff, Halloween. Who knows what they do? They don't do any work. They're lazier than hell. And this is what's happening. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me. I pray I don't look back.